Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's an opportunity for us to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 97, verse 10. You who love the Lord, hate evil. He protects the lives of his godly people and rescues them from the power of the wicked. One of the signs that we truly love God is that we start to hate evil. That kind of burning hatred is critically important because of the many great evils in the world, which will never come to an end unless people start hating them. The evil transatlantic slave trade only stopped when people started to identify its horror and start hating it. I once visited the ancient fort at Cape Coast in Ghana where slaves were held before being ferried to the slave ships. For me, the most horrific discovery was that the dungeons in which the slaves were brutally held was underneath the chapel. As the slave traders worshipped God, they must have heard the cries of the slaves. For centuries, people lived with the slave trade as an acceptable, if regrettable, part of life. It was only when people started to hate it and fight against it that the tide turned. Eventually, albeit far too slowly, the slave trade was dismantled. There's plenty in our own world which deserves our hatred. We need to hate poverty, which occurs in every part of the world. Poverty distorts and cheapens life. It places enormous pressure on relationships and health, and often leads to depression and violence. There's nothing good that can be said about poverty, but we live with it with surprising ease. We live in one of the wealthiest countries in the world, but incredibly, we all live close to people struggling with poverty. This psalm suggests to me that as we love God more and more, he wants our hatred of poverty to increase, because then we will start taking initiatives to help to eradicate it. It's so easy to respond to poverty by blaming others. The government is a popular target, and often so are the people living in poverty themselves. But this is a cheap way of trying to evade our responsibilities. The fact is, the government cannot do everything. And although some people may well bear a degree of responsibility for their poverty, we have also played our part in keeping them poor. This is one more illustration of the fact that true worship of the living God must lead us to action. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, help us to love you so much that we start hating evil in the same way as you do. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.